I'm joined by The Guardian's Helena Smith in Athens, who is keeping one eye on the vote and one eye on the streets outside. What's happening in Parliament at the moment?
As we speak, Haroon, make or break is taking place. It is a roll call ballot, which means that the names of each and every one of the 300 parliamentarians in them give a yay or a nay to this vote. It goes through districts. We're now at the district, the Cyclades Islands. It seemed that the ambassador, Prime Minister George Papandreou, has rallied all of his parliamentary members around this highly controversial piece of legislation, that they will all be voting for it. Even Athanasios Anastiadis, one of his MPs who has been most vocal in his opposition to these hard-hitting, got up and said that he will be voting, casting a yay in favour of these measures.
And in terms of morning, I mean, it's still continuing, is that correct?
That's right. The violence is continuing. Riot police have used really an extraordinary amount of tear gas, so much so that the debate in Parliament today was dominated by, to some extent, by MPs getting up, especially on the left, the Communist Party, getting up and saying that this chemical warfare outside the Parliament, outrageous, had assumed lethal dimensions, and these MPs appealed to the government to stop the police from using this tear gas in such in a very organised way. You resorted to tear gas to disperse crowds outside the Parliament building, pay the Parliament, and prevent lawmakers from physically entering it, and so stop the vote, obstruct the vote. In response to this, the Greek police, riot police, have come extraordinarily well organised plan to keep protesters at bay by using, frankly, lethal amounts of tear gas in the heart of Athens, in the historic centre of Athens.
And is there any sign that if the vote is passed as we expect, that will sort of dampen the protesters' spirits and they will go home?
Protesters early this morning, and they started on the site of the Greek Parliament and the focal point of the protests very early in the morning from about 7:30. All of them were saying, when I interviewed them, whatever the result, whether the measures were passed or not, it didn't really matter. They would stay on in the square and demonstrate against these measures. Of course, legislation is just one part of the battle. This should absolutely be emphasised. The real struggle for the Greek government now will come in the enforcement of these measures, not least the privatisation of beloved, if loss-making, but certainly beloved state-owned assets and public utilities in Greece.